Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Y'all, we are so happy to have here. It's not just me and Maddie, because I could care less.
Hi, everybody.
Shh, hush. But we are here with the one and only, not Carrie Berry, but Cara Berry from Everyone's Business But Mine. Hello, Cara Berry.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. It's such a treat to be here. I'm so excited.
You have such a beautiful lilting voice. We sound like gay vultures just going, gah! Like, hello, hi.
I know you asked Maddie not to be here, but sorry.
It's okay. You should have told him that, but it's okay.
He tried to do. He did try to do this. He's like, and then I'll do the finale with Cara Berry. And I said, I do this show too. And he's like, well, I just was on her show before. And I'm like, I want to meet Cara Berry. Why can't I? Like, I've heard her
and
show.
I said, she's not looking for any new friends. She already told me that.
Drama and chaos already. I love it here. I'm so happy.
That's our show, drama and chaos. Yeah.
No, literally, y'all, because Poodle's going to say that somebody's hammering outside his building. If y'all hear a pounding noise, Cara and I have both decided that he's got a top locked up in a trunk somewhere and he's trying to get out.
It's Noble in the basement. He's trying to get out.
Either that or the goalie from that soccer team. He's still there. Y'all, they're doing... We start to record a show, and all of a sudden, maintenance starts to hammer on the plaster of this or the side of the building. It's just
it's
another day of working from home.
It really is this shit always happens when we do guest spots with people, too. Always. Always. We literally recorded a show today with nothing. Anyway, happy you're here, Cara.
We're definitely here to talk about Seeking Brother Husband. And because I know you've been covering that, because you and I were both kind of, we both followed Seeking Sister Wife before, but last season was just a work of art. It was really the magnum opus of the show.
a thing of beauty. And I can't believe that they don't have cameras up with another season. It's really devastating.
I think it's going to be late summer.
I hope so.
That's where I think they're going to, I think it usually airs either pre-Sister Wives or near the same time. And I think Sister Wives will be next fall.
Well, that's what I thought. But Tasha said that she's been DMing the production and they have not been writing her back. So either they've gone ahead without her or they're not doing anything.
You can't do it without Tasha.
I know. And Sidian.
You can't do it without Squeaky, as you call her.
My girl. Yeah.
She calls her Squeaky Frome. he doesn't know assassins. You know assassins. Y'all, Cara, this is basically me the whole time explaining jokes.
I know the musical Assassins.
Do you?
I saw it once in Glendale.
Assassins in Glendale. Has there ever been a sadder phrase?
Assassins in White Plains.
That's sadder.
That's sad.
Fucking White Plains. So Kara, you have a show, Everyone's Business is Mine. You do, I know you do pop culture, you do Bravo. Mm-hmm. What else do we need to know on your CV, your dossier?
Oh gosh. We're deep into the Bravo bag because there's so much drama happening right now. Next week we're gonna be cruising into Black Summer House, which I'm very excited about. Summer House. What else am I supposed to call Summer House Martha's Vineyard? I guess is its Christian name, but I'm calling it what I called it. I said what I said.
I'm very excited about that. That is definitely going to be a bi-curious option for us.
Mm-hmm.
But it does look like they brought the drama. There is a very feisty Black queen who I've seen in the previews who mm-hmm. is already throwing things.
Are the men hot? I haven't even watched.
Oh yeah. The men are gorgeous.
It premieres next Sunday. We have, I think, three former Playboy playmates on the cast.
That's about right.
Yeah. So I'm very excited.
Wow. Now, is there, because people talk about this and Poodle keeps up. I don't really that much, but as someone in the Bravo world, are you all in this Sandoval thing?
Scandoval. We don't speak the name Sandoval.
Sorry. Yeah. What is there for our sissies that we call Carl's wives who just kind of like me, just kind of pop in when they're mm-hmm. at work, they listen at the water and they just need to know, is there any new information breaking that they need to know?
Absolutely. Do you think,
what is it?
So there was Bravo just released because somebody released a bunk version of the trailer for the finale. They just released an official trailer for the finale. This is a extra episode that we were not going to be getting had, you know, Tom Sandoval, you know, kept his penis to himself. So this is like all new footage of people finding out how the day after the fact fight between Ariana and Tom that happens at their home. It is very raw, very thrilling. And yeah, very, very dramatic.
It's like when we saw Jen Shaw get arrested in real time. Like it's real time drama.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, wow. That's exciting.
I would have never had this for that show. I would have never seen, because remember last season or this season?
You wouldn't have anticipated that?
No. And it was like last season they were thinking about how many more can they go? This show just needs to like go away at the trash heap.
Right.
And then this happens.
And then, yeah. And Ariana had texted or tweeted me like maybe an hour before she found out about all of this. So this, and she was defending Tom in that tweet.
Up until the moment,
defending him. So incredible, incredible stuff.
Oh, it is it really is the Watergate. Like we say, so and so, there's so many gates. This is fucking reality show Watergate.
This is gate worthy. Yeah.
The gate worthy. I like that.
So many things are gate worthy. Definitely is.
Let's, because it was just so recent, and also you also do, we have chosen to opt out of, you mentioned Summer House or Black Summer House. Mm-hmm. We have opted out of regular Summer House this season. Right. We know that you are there for all of the Lindsay and Carl shenanigans. Mm-hmm. Do you ship it?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. I find their relationship to be a little precarious. A lot of it has to do with like Carl's clearly like in the first steps of his sobriety. Lindsay very much still wants to drink. Carl does not want her to drink. It seems like they're not really communicating that to each other. And that seems like a very big conversation that you should have before you get married, I think. I mean, I've never been married, but that just seems like something you should talk about.
Yes.
But they're engaged! I mean,
it's why they say, you know, wait at least a year before you get into any relationship when you're doing sobriety.
Right. Not on reality TV.
We both were kind of into it at first, but then it just became, because when it first started, it seemed kind of sweet and maybe like a real relationship. But then it's like, Lindsay became activated and just her PR machine decided right. that we look so good together. We could be the poster children for reality TV relationships. And everything I feel like now is just that. It feels like two robots to me.
Yeah.
Very SponCon. Yeah. I didn't need to be with you on your journey of the people packing with you to your new apartment and yep. the people unpacking the apartment and the people organizing the apartment. Like, I just didn't need to see all that. And so, no, I'm not on the train, but you know, God bless them. I think they're getting married in a couple months.
Yeah. And y'all, all the other women in that house needed was one more reason to hate Lindsay. I do have to say maybe you coined this phrase, but someone DM'd us and said, yeah, just, and they're like, boy, the most of the bedsore brigade really hates Lindsay.
That's a good one. I, in my mind, call them like the Charlie Bucket family. Like, they're yes. just, you know, toes to the bed. Yeah. They're really, yeah. Are they turning every 15 minutes? I'm concerned.
Someone should turn those women. Amanda's perhaps doing her mopiest this season. I was kind of shocked. I watched just a little bit of the first episode, and then I was on, and I was like, please get someone give her like a B12 shot.
Right. Yeah.
Please.
That's what it is. She could really benefit from a multivitamin.
I haven't even watched an episode. So for like, what are we missing?
Oh gosh. I mean, Amanda's losing a lot of weight. She's not having her period. So that's been a lot. Paige found out that Craig likes her boyfriend for a year, found out that he wants to keep being committed to her, and she cried. And so he was like, never mind. And then she was like, okay, thank you. Let's see. Sierra.
That's on brand.
Yeah. Sierra's not with Austin from Southern Charm. Fortunately, she's blooming because of it.
Good.
Danielle's just screaming and crying everywhere.
Wait, so her and Austin are a couple now?
No. They're officially done.
I misread it. Okay, I was like, because I like Sierra, and I'm like, no, not that tongue. Austin.
Yeah.
She needs to find her own way, not through men.
For sure. At least not men like, you know, west, you know, south of the Mississippi. Like, could we at least find a guy yeah. in New York?
Yeah.
And Danielle is really breaking my heart because I love her so. And
she's been great every other season I've seen. It's just what I've seen. I think she had a hard breakup with her and Robert. And
yes.
Yeah.
She's projecting a lot of her relationship issues that are still going on onto her situation with Carl and Lindsay. And then there's just like a lot of things happening with Danielle. I think a lot of, you know, I don't think she's where she wants to be in life in like a lot of areas. And mm-hmm, yeah. she's projecting that onto Lindsay. She's projecting that onto Lindsay and Carl's very happy SponCon relationship. And there's just like a lot of things coming at them. And it's just, it's bad. It's not good.
Whenever I see what I call the new people, they mm-hmm. always remind me of those Saturday Night Live cast members that just pop out of nowhere. And you're like, who's this again?
Right.
This is rubber face number two. And this yeah. woman is kind of quirky lady number three. I've never seen her before. Oh, and this is black woman number two, because there's two now.
There's three.
There's three now. Yeah.
Yeah. Usually they don't let them all be in the same house on the same weekend. That might be a Hamptons rule.
Wow.
But yeah, there's a lot going on. The new kids are starting to shine a little bit, which is good because Lindsay and Carl. And Amanda and Kyle are too established to be in a house with 24-year-olds who are trying to like get it on with somebody at Hampton Social. Like, it's
thank
just,
right.
It's weird. It's weird.
There is this. That's what kind of bothered us, is that it became just, maybe it touched on Poodle and I because we're in our mid-40s, but it just felt like we know we're too old to be living this life, and so right. are half the people in this house.
Right.
And it just yeah. felt like they were. It just felt old brigade and new brigade, and it just was the.
Yes.
Back problems don't belong in Summer House.
I agree. But I will say that the last couple of episodes, we have seen more of the cast in the city, and that is very refreshing.
Good. Yeah, that was how it actually, season one, season two, you saw a lot more of that. Even the mm-hmm. even the Workus girls were, yeah. you saw them in their day-to-day lives. Workus right. Circus.
Yeah, those two. So I'm hoping for like a In the City spinoff.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because it was last night, or because it's anyone can talk about, and you do everything in pop culture.
We are going to talk, by the way, for you listeners going, wait, this is Seeking Brother Husband.
Fuck them. This is our time. I want to talk to Kara Berry about what she thinks, and fuck them. They can listen and they can fast forward.
But you need to let them know that eventually we are going to talk.
Yes, we're going to talk about it. But this is our show. This is my show.
No, our show.
Our show.
Just letting people know we are going to get there, and we're going to talk more about that too on Kara Berry's feed. So, to be honest. No. Not a lot happened with Seeking Brother Husband, so I'm fine to talk about the Met Gala.
Right. Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to let people know.
I want to talk about that. So what's your takeaway from the Met Gala from last night?
Oh, I loved it. Excuse me. The Met Gala was a lot of fun for me. I like just to get into like, here's the thing. I feel like people now are think piecing us to death, and you got to let it go. It's one of those things where like there's no ethical consumption of any part of fashion. So get in dress, girl, and twirl, and we like it or you don't. But like,
exactly.
I don't hear any opinions otherwise. So I personally have a great time. I have a great time watching it every year, and I thought people did really well. I'm happy.
Who were your standouts?
I'm going to say something controversial yet brave. Ooh. And I will say, because the bar is in lower than hell with the Kardashian and Jenner, Kylie actually managed to like just lightly step over that bar. And
she kind of did. It was in that, wasn't she in the red number?
In the red and blue. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was cute. I appreciated Kendall's very tall Marc Jacobs boots that they had to, people didn't like it, but I appreciated it because on the E feed, you could see the close up of her feet just trembling on every step because she was terrified to walk. They were completely shaking, and I enjoyed
suffer
that.
For fashion.
Mm-hmm, she very much did. You know, I love Janelle Monáe. I love the theatrics.
We were talking about that one. Yeah. Earlier. Yeah.
Yeah, of all taking it off and the whole vibe.
That was the best part, the reveal.
Yeah, it was so nice. I really liked, what is his name? Jeremy Pope, who had like the big Karl Lagerfeld cape.
Poodle hasn't seen that, and I was telling him about it.
I did look. I liked it. He's done more interesting things. And to me, I felt like the Karl Lagerfeld portrait was too obvious. On the cake, but it was so opulent that it was okay.
I loved it that I didn't realize at first it was Karl Lagerfeld because it felt almost abstract, and then because the way it moved, and then when you looked at it, you noticed it was actually him.
So maybe it's because I only saw it from above that I immediately recognized it. So that's a good point.
Yeah.
I loved, my favorite of the night was Taika Waititi's.
He did look good.
It was my favorite of the night.
Right over the carpet. I mean, just taking it out. He looks so good.
He looks so good.
Like the pearls and like the suit jacket. I'm a huge fan. I loved Brian Tyree Henry's kind of royal, like
Fauntleroy. Like, yes. At a funeral. Mm-hmm.
And the other one I noticed when I was just looking a couple minutes ago, I loved Dua Lipa's. It was really simple.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it was like upholstered like a couch.
Yeah.
The fabric it was made out of.
Yeah, it was a vintage from 1992, I believe. She looked really pretty. She gives it. She's got a really pretty face.
And Lil Nas X, of course.
Come on. What a moment.
Just a great black queer moment. Like, again, that we keep getting. It's just, it's going to, it's just so.
Everything he does is so just brilliant. Just chef's kiss. I like that he's like, he'll give you everything and then he'll tuck back for a few months and then he's got a whole new era and I'm just hopping right on the train. I loved it.
Yeah. And the beginning, I was thinking when he came out at first, I was kind of like, okay, can you prove it with the talent? And then I went, wait, he does, but why does he have to? He's in this modality of like, he's in kind of an icon. Mm-hmm. And like, it's ridiculous. I'm so proud of him. If that's a weird thing to say.
No, I feel the same way.
I feel like he's my son on a T-ball team. Yeah. Good job, but boy.
He'd be like your son. He'd be like more my brother because I'm younger.
Oh, come on. You're 18 months younger than me, bitch. Anyway. So we
said on our last podcast, we felt like the men won the night at the Met Ball compared to the women.
I fully, fully agree with you on that. I think they looked so good. Like, Ki Hyuk Kwon, so hot with, like, he was just wearing that pinstripe suit, but that looked so good with the fingerless gloves and the glasses. And, I loved it. I loved it. Even Diddy. I was, like, he brought out the Seanjeon after many years to design
where
that.
Where has he been? I know.
Yeah, he looked good. Shocking.
I thought he was Dunny.
Idris Elba still looks amazing.
Always.
Oh, I didn't see him.
He's in his daddy era.
Ooh,
fully.
Luther.
He was like sexy young daddy for a while. Now it's full daddy, like cigar in the mouth.
Yeah.
Well, I just went to a gay porn place.
I know. I still want him to be bomb, but he won't. But
I don't know. You know, he said that he doesn't.
Heard he doesn't want to do it. Yeah, he said he doesn't want to do it.
Anyway, regardless of all that,
I'm gonna go to a place. I gotta put down my phone. He looks good.
Let us finally move on to Seeking Brother Husband. But before we do that, we're gonna take a quick commercial break.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the #1 custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
And we're back! Y'all, we're finally going to talk Seeking Brother Husband season finale. What I think is probably the series finale.
Yeah, gotta be.
I hope what, so.
I want to, before we jump in, I want to ask you, Kara, what are your thoughts on this stepsister, stepbrother, sibling of a sister wife of a show compared to SSW? What are your thoughts? Man.
It's tough. I have a lot of patience for TLC shows. And by that, I mean like Very Slow. I can handle that. That's not a problem. But like this was rough because I just feel like nobody really jumped off the page for me except for Kenya. And then I decided to stan Shara like last episode, but that was like kind of a little too late. So.
I'm totally with you. I think both of us are on the same page. I think this show waded into where it was basically like a dissertation on the benefits of polyandry, but it never really got there, mostly because I don't think most of these people are really involved in polyandry.
I mean, none of them are. And I also like half of them were just bringing people off from the bench of their past relationships and being like, yeah. Put a mic on. Let's talk about it.
I mean, that's a poodle move.
Yeah, I get that. That I'm not going to yell at. But it did feel like, and I do believe, I don't really care anymore. At the beginning, I was like, ugh, Kenya's kind of an asshole. I think they're here to sell books and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But at the end, I did not care.
I didn't care either.
They were really entertaining. We're going to talk about them on your show.
Yeah,
I think they're entertaining. I will say the only person that I actually walked away from, because in shows like these, you know, let's say it's TLC, it's very loosely, but if we still said it means the Learning Channel, it's like, what did I learn? What did I learn? And the only couple I actually learned anything about a polygamous or a polyandry would be Kim, Vincent, and Dustin, to me, are the only one I actually saw someone trying to do that type of relationship. And because I'm with you, like, I like Shara. I think she is completely obliviously naive and unrealistic about things in life, but I kind of don't care because her eye makeup always looks fun. And I love Kenya too and their whole vibe.
Yeah.
But so I'm with y'all that I did enjoy it. But I also know I might think a little bit about Kim, Dustin, and like Vincent after this, like where they are, whatnot. But the other ones, I'm like, okay, thank you for coming over. Bye.
Yeah. I attempted to listen to Noble's podcast addressing his breakup in the comic book shop, but honestly, I fell asleep. It was 30 minutes, and I fell asleep about 11 minutes into it.
So. Boy. Someone was really hoping there for their 15 minutes.
And he only got 11 out of me before I passed out. So
it's, can I start in with probably one of the worst people on reality TV that I've seen in a couple of years, just someone who I had a visceral dislike of from her first scene. And that's Alyssa.
Yeah.
Alyssa and Mike.
Well, let's find a little silver lining. I personally learned like how aggressive a transition lens could get in the California sun, the full spectrum. So, you know, I took something from that.
Y'all know who have listened for a while. I'm not a fan of transition lenses. Mm-hmm. But these, for some reason, were actively aggressive. Every time I would stare, it was like they were telling me, knock me off, I dare you.
No, like she was wearing them to piss me off at some points. And we don't even know each other, you know?
And I felt like this was, I went back and forth the whole time. And my tinfoil Hattie, that's my conspiracy theory drag queen character. Tinfoil Hattie decided that what if Mike was trying to blow up his marriage by throwing in these ideas about having kids and trying and make her look foolish on TV. And basically, so he would be the woman who say, he would be the one who say, I tried everything. I let her open up my marriage. And so,
wow.
Yes. That's how
she really goes in on him on this. And basically says, no more children, no more children, none. And then he comes back and says, what if we wanted?
Like, there's a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I have a question for you guys as people who live in California, because they went to the beach in this scene.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, if you're beach adjacent, don't you have beach towels? Because that, what Mike had was a full, like, bathroom white fluffy towel from, like, JCPenney.
They're not, these aren't beach people. They went there because they needed something else than their house to make people not throw themselves down a flight of stairs.
Yeah, we really don't go to the beach. I don't own a beach towel. I don't have one.
I own like three.
Why do I need one? I never go to the beach.
I go to the beach.
Well, they go to the beach plenty, and yet I'm not seeing any of the accoutrement.
They're not normal beach people, though. Like,
They're earlier. They're not, because she said, oh, no, it's going to be cold, I bet. I went, it's the Pacific Ocean. It's always cold. Like, we know this in California. It is always cold. In July, it is cold.
I think they're probably in, like, Mar Vista.
That's what I was wondering. Is this like, who's the one from 90 Day Fiancé who lived in New York? Who's got that, Johan? Who's that monster?
What Danielle. Oh, okay. God. Fucking.
I was wondering if they were saying bitch. That Mike and Alyssa live in Los Angeles, but really live in like somewhere else. Like, she was living in Yonkers and pretending that she lived in the East Village.
You're right. She was always in Manhattan. Just like they were playing like Sinatra. And she's like, I love New York, but it's expensive. Yeah. What a horrible person.
Wait, so she was paying $4,000 a month for an apartment in Yonkers?
That's what I was wondering.
Wow.
And yet he's the one who's not fiscally responsible. Okay.
Well, I know. Wow, you dumb bitch.
We've made kind of a sport of hating her. She's kind of fun to hate. Her season of Love in Paradise was equally appalling.
Oh, so great.
But she, this idea of Alyssa.
I think you're right, Poodle. I think he was trying to, like, I think, y'all, it's so, I don't know. Is it obvious to the two of you that Mike doesn't want this life?
Yes.
Very much
from
so.
From the beginning.
Yeah. So, like, I feel like, I not to sound too tinfoil Hattie as well, but, or tinfoil Maddie, but.
I don't like that. Don't co-opt me.
I think that what if even the bringing of his mother, he
That's
thought
and
doing that on TV, like he grenade. All.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was tinfoil Hattie's conspiracy theory that this was his way of blowing up his marriage so he can come out the winner and saying, oh, you should have seen this harpy I was married to. She wanted me to do all this weird sex stuff.
I mean, Kara, what did you think whenever he said like that quote at the end where he said, well, you know, what if we get old and we don't want to do this?
Yeah, I mean, he clearly doesn't want to do this. But what's even more confusing to me is that they had a whole podcast before they filmed this show about their how they're both like stepping out. So they're not polyamorous. Right. They're doing like a whole open relationship. But yeah, it just seems like he's got a knife to his back every time. And he's like, yeah, are you having fun? Because I'm having a lot of fun here, too. And he seems very forced.
I promise this is exactly what I want.
Right. Having a great time.
Well, he even told that gay couple at the beach, his friends, he's having the time of his life, you know. He's really enjoying it.
I'm very confused. Yeah, that you put this bug in my brain, I do think that Lisa was used as a get out of relationship free card.
Yeah. A Didn't cudgel. Work. He
Wait,
he
I used... just realized his mom's name was Lisa and he married Elisa.
Mm-hmm. It's like Superman's names, Jor-El, Kal-El.
Right. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Elisa. But I think all of us would agree that we never want to see either of them in television or in real life again.
No, not in passing.
I would be fine if I saw her at Michael's. I don't hate her the way you do.
Oh, I can't stand her. I I think she was the ultimate, let's do this show for my own social media fame. And it showed through it in every frame for me.
I agree. She was trying to get her line dancing career popping and it didn't work.
No.
And I think she's also, the other thing is, she's not wild. She's not a wild enough cool girl to do it. She could never really do it. She's all talk.
Yeah, she's forcing the like manic pixie dream girl of it all. And you're right. It's not convincing at all.
She's trying too hard. Yeah, that's a good way. She desperately wants to be the manic pixie swinging girl.
Yeah, I feel the same way about Kim, honestly, at times, but more so about Elisa.
I think Kim, let's save those for your show because I want to do one or more of the funny ones for ours.
Wow. But, glad you just left Cara Berry with all the shows.
No, I'm saying.
No, I'm excited. What?
That did sound funny. I'm like, we're going to say, I'm going to do the funny ones on our show. You know what? I think you're right. Let's do Kim, because this is a good segue. The thing about Kim that is interesting, I think for both Maddie and I, is that you can tell a lot of this comes from ridiculous amounts of religious trauma.
Very much. You can tell in the bangs. It's clear.
Yeah.
Those bangs are not hiding a lot of trauma.
Trauma bangs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Care, what is your, as introduced to this couple, what are your thoughts on Vincent?
Oh, man. I call him the Dark Knight, not because he's black, just because he has a dark
because
energy.
He talks like this.
He seems like he would be like looking at you from a building on high. He just has that energy. I feel like we're not getting the full story of why Vincent is so uncomfortable. And I honestly think there's a racial element to it that is not being spoken about. And I think that really came across at that party.
Yes.
Where he said
the old white swingers party. Yeah.
Yeah. Where he said afterwards, like, people weren't making me feel welcome or like were intentionally not including him. And something about that whole situation had more to it than what we were hearing, I felt.
I totally agree. We agreed on that episode. We talked about the same thing that we almost everyone in the audience kind of understood what he was talking about. He's like, I felt very much like I didn't belong. And he's like, everyone at that party was right-handed.
Right. It was very, I feel bad for him, but I also want to know how long had they been broken up before cameras came into play?
Nothing for him. He seemed quite reluctant to even do the show. His talking heads felt very like he would thinking, why am I here?
Right.
I really do. I'm really sad we did not get a Vincent, Dustin Eiffel Tower with Kim. and I think as you said, she doesn't need to be there though.
She doesn't even need to be there.
Do you think they were just Vincent and Dustin were more than friends?
I think so. And I have a personal theory about Dustin. I think he may have been playing the long game too, kind of like Mike. Like, I think he was being sensitive husband and he was okay with Vincent. Like, I think just by chance they ended up liking each other. But I think Dustin was like, I'm going to be nice to you and I'm going to put my hair in a low ponytail and like escort you to the car on your way to go roller skating with that weird man. But I'm going to be patient. And you know, love is patient. Love is kind. They said
love is patient.
I think also Dustin, like, he at least when he feels stressed out, he can just, you know, he has his sound bath studio that he runs. So I'm sure that that's going great for him.
It felt like to
those
me.
Fucking pants.
Those pants. He dresses like every massage therapist in Charlotte. And very crunchy.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, you can smell the patchouli just right off.
I'm sorry.
I've got to go off on it. What do you Google on Amazon to get the search for those pants? What do you type in?
Bisexual pajama pants.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Are you looking for something to hang out with women and guys at your home where just enough to give the right signals to both.
Right. And you know what? At the bottom of that, it says, like, these are frequently bought together. And that's how he got the inflatable outdoor hot tub and the pillow.
Yeah.
Now, we have come, Kara, we have come for inflatable hot tubs. A lot of our listeners have said they also have them.
Choices. We came for inflatable hot tubs in someone's living room, like Sean
and Sarah on Love After Love.
Right.
We did not come for inflatable hot tubs outside as much.
I'm fine with those.
Know they could make those.
Yeah.
That was a shocking reveal for me.
I didn't know they were inflatable either. We've had a lot of people say that those are common in some parts of the US. I think I was waiting this whole time to get more of a heart to heart between Kim and Vincent, and we never really got it. Or even with all three of them sitting down, it did feel like something had happened and the cameras weren't there and we were recreating a little. I thought we were going to get more.
I do feel like I did take Kim as, I think, like, I agree with you. I think maybe they were broken up before, but it does seem like there's a bit of a wokeness to it, but then there's also a bit of Kim seemed like she actually did care about Vincent when she was trying to respect what he wanted. Because, you know, I love me some Kenya, but like when Miss Tiger said, well, I don't know if I'm into that, Kenya would look at him and be like, why are you crazy? You know, like, why are you being a fool? Whereas Kim was really like, this is not what you want. This is what. And I think what I liked about the storyline is we saw, whether it was recreated or not, but we saw someone who, because there's probably a lot of people that try having a polyamorous relationship and realize this isn't for me. I am a monogamous person.
Yeah.
And she kind of came to terms with that. Like, sink. It was this interesting play of someone saying, you know, oh, I think that person might be gay or bisexual, of her going, I think he's a monogamist and he doesn't know it. Almost like he had to kind of come to that realization, which was fascinating.
Do you think that that's like maybe a little bit, I don't know, manipulative on her part? Because something she said, like, I don't know if this type of relationship is really right for you. Where is the ownership on her end? Another thing that I want to know is, like, how transparent was she with Vincent about what she wanted? Because I'm not understanding what he's
that
so
we don't
upset
know.
It was never clear. Yeah.
If he knew what this was from jump, like, what all for?
But that's also though, I mean, that was the Miss Tiger line, and that was, you know, that was the noble, that was all, that was really the arc of a lot of the second guys who were now having to maybe have a third guy. They were like, wait a minute, but I thought I was the special one. No.
Right.
This male frailty, wasn't it something to behold, Kara, this season? They all thought they were the last.
Right. Like the absolute just like clear mind of being like, well, surely she'll never find anybody better than me and the other guy she's with.
And that's the big difference between this show and Seeking Sister Wife is the women come into this trying to form some type of, a lot of them, even the Manson girls kind of family of the Davises. Mm-hmm. They, you can tell that's a family.
I miss them so much. Right. There's something about a woman who can be broken down in a very specific way where she's like, well, let's just be friends out of it. I don't think men have that within them.
No, we don't. We don't.
Yeah.
Especially me. I could not do a polyamorous relationship. I would need to know that I was the wife. I was wife number one. I'd be a great first wife.
Well, if you came in as wife number two, you would have
first number five. Wife number one would be dead.
Well, if you came in as the second guy, you would have a much stronger reaction than Vincent and Miss Tiger did if the person told you they wanted to bring in a third.
Yeah, or I would demand a lot of things. I demand a like a new car or something. That I would make That's my love. Demands known. I know, That's isn't love. It? Love is things. So anyway, I was kind of annoyed with the way this ended. Y'all, at this point, I think we'll move on over to Kara's show at this point.
Yeah,
is that okay?
All right, but All for right. our show, Kara, tell everybody where they can find you.
Yes.
Yeah, you can find me over at Everyone's Business But Mine, everywhere you listen to podcasts, or over on Instagram at Everyone's Business But Mine.
Perfect. Yay! Y'all, join us on Kara's feed in just a little bit. We'll be talking about the wedding event of the year between Kenya and Miss Tiger. Did she wear white? And by that, I mean Miss Tiger. And we'll be also talking about Shara, the joke triple that I called Shara and Shara, Patrick, and Valentine.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.